Giants. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. By the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, it's time to get on with it. Checking in at
number five.
Pastor Corey Brooks joined John Williams earlier today on the John Williams Show. That's why they call it the John Williams Show, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. To react to Mayor Lori Lightfoot's claim that Uber offered black ministers on the South and West Side $54 million to oppose her proposal to increase the tax on rideshare rides, Brooks says she reached out to Uber in the past about the community projects.
We've never have received anything from Uber, so I was amazed to hear that someone thought that they were offering ministers $54 million because I'm one of them. Like, where is it?
So did you reach out to any of your colleagues?
Yeah, I called quite a few of them. And supposedly, I guess there was a meeting with some ministers on November 7th. And I guess there was some debate on whether that $54 million was mentioned. But all the guys that I know and ladies that I know who pastor and minister on the South Side and West Side, none of them have any clue about the $54 million.
The mayor said she met personally with several of them, but then said she would provide the names, but then the next day said they don't want to be named.
Well, okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How much is this going to cost Uber? I mean, that's to spend $54 million on the pastors.
They're sort of saying that that might not be the right number, and the mayor has even backed off of it to say it's millions of dollars.
Yeah.
To try to get them, to pit them against her plan, arguing that this is all about hurting the African-American community, when she says the data doesn't really show that that's where the rides are originating there and going downtown, which is what's going to be hurt. When you come downtown, that's when you get hit with the biggest charge. If you still do ride sharing, you share a vehicle, you're not going to be hit with that same charge. If you go neighborhood to neighborhood, you're not going to be hit with the same charge unless you go solo. Then it goes up.
So there is a debate.
If you share a ride, you won't see that kind of a thing. Or if you just take an Uber to the nearest train stop or the nearest bus in your neighborhood to get you to public transportation, you're not going to see that. You'll actually see a slight decrease. So she said that the ministers were being, you know, there was some kind of campaign to talk to them to try to convince them otherwise.
And there is a debate about whether the number ever came up in this November 7th meeting.
No one was sure that it came up, so they couldn't answer, you know, a direct answer on, hey, we spoke about it, or did somebody mention it? So it's debatable. I don't know. But I'm sure there are going to be others who are going to speak out to know for sure on what meeting that was and what ministers were involved, because and who's saying that someone offered the black ministers on the South Side and West Side $54 million. That's a big lift.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
That is a,
it would be a big number.
And I do like how he mentioned Lyft in that, too. That was very good.
Yeah.
Not just Uber.
the $54 million, you know, the VIA service is another one.
I don't think that $54 million is a real number, because there's no way. That would be the biggest single donation to spread across the churches. And they're not every church, right? They're just going to ask. They're going after certain pastors who would theoretically be in the mega system. However, it was interesting when I was listening to John doing this today. It was funny because John was like, is this how this really works? Yeah, this is how this really works.
Yeah, right. You've
oh
talked about
God.
It before on the show, the way politicians pay close attention to the churches.
Yeah. Absolutely, because the churches make and break. And because what they do is they deliver the people to the polls. They mm-hmm. actually drive them to the polls, and that's where they get the money. They go, well, I need buses to take people to the polls. Oh, okay. That seems to work.
This isn't going away, though, this battle. Uber's a well-funded company, and the mayor is not having it.
Lauren Lapka's taking a look at the skies and the roads.
This week on Chicago's Best, fire up the smoker. The team is cooking up mouthwatering recipes on Chicago's Best Barbecue. It's all Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right. Top 5 of 5 continues.
Number 4.
Oh, and another name to the list. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick wants to be your Democratic nominee, President of the United States. Will this actually happen? Here's his video.
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field. They bring a richness of ideas and experience and a depth of character that makes me proud to be a Democrat. But if the character of the candidates is an issue in every election, this time is about the character of the country. This time is about whether the day after the election, America will keep her promises. This time is about more than removing an unpopular and divisive leader, as important as that is, but about delivering instead for you.
Okay. I always knew
this guy is super optimistic.
Stephen Urkel was going to be president of the United States, and here he is. Congratulations.
From the south side of Chicago, former governor of Massachusetts. Yeah. But interesting that Michael Steele told us in the earlier segment that Obama might be nudging him to get into the race.
Which means, now, if Michael Steele is right about this, that is news that has been made here. If he's right, and I'm not saying he's wrong, because he has his ear to the train tracks there.
He does.
In Washington, D.C. I think what Michael Steele is saying to us is that everybody knows, all of the former Obama people know, including the president, the former president himself, who's also a former Obama person.
Yes.
They know that Joe Biden doesn't have a chance of getting through this. Pete Buttigieg just edged him out in Iowa.
Booted him out?
There you go. So I think things are just not going well.
Not trending right for him.
Biden. I saw Biden on the CNN piece. I mean, he sat down for like an hour and a half. And, you know, we know what we got there. There's nothing new and exciting, and there's no hope for any kind of a magical thing to occur. We just know what it is. So I think a lot of people are going to take their shot. It may not be the only one. And, of course, you know, you also have
Bloomberg.
This is going to look very different. You know, Rahm Emanuel, as much as, sometimes he's troubling. No, I don't think he's going to be in. But he said that the person who's going to be the nominee isn't in yet. And he said that a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably knew about the Bloomberg move, and he might have known about the Deval Patrick move.
Might have.
So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Just got to get it together quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of
other less
things.
Than 90 days away.
That's right.
Get going.
Checking. I don't think that's going to be his play, though. I don't think he cares about Iowa as much. I think he thinks South Carolina is going to be, and New Hampshire, which was a neighboring state for Massachusetts. So they're very familiar with him. He was in that media market. All right. Where are we? We're here.
Number three.
Everybody knows that the meanest critics in America are on social media. So why do celebrities continue to put up with Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets segment? Who knows?
Billie Eilish dresses like she got her clothes stolen at the gym, so they gave her what they had in the lost and found bin.
At Chance the Rapper, more like Chance the worthless, spineless, d-less, soulless, purposeless, virtueless sellout. Nice Doritos commercial, you piece of.
Oh, jeez.
There's people that don't like me? What the?
Why does Trey Cool from Green Day look like the emo version of Ted Cruz?
Alice Cooper looked 65 in 1972. How is he still alive?
Gosh. People will find fault with absolutely everything.
See, but you got to laugh at it because people are still going to just be jerks.
Right.
So, yeah, take the power away by laughing at how stupid they are.
You think those are real tweets or Kimmel people are just writing those up?
I think they're real.
I do, too.
Well, they certainly sound real. There's no question.
Sort of, but also some of them are kind of creative. And it's like, normally the critics are just big dummies out on social media. Whatever, still funny either way.
Yeah.
It seems to be working. But I like the mechanic, back to Lauren's point, I like the mechanic because what it does is it just proves that social media is really just a cesspool of, it's good for getting information out, but it's a cesspool of just a bunch of people who feel like they're losing out on the whole "you're prettier than I am" contest that goes on like Instagram and even on Twitter, you know, where people are curating their lives and putting up the most spectacular things. Oh, look at me. I'm on a beach. Oh, look at my feet. I'm just going to take a picture of my feet because there's an ocean behind my feet and you're very cold.
It's all the pictures and you're wondering, do you just like carry a photographer around with you?
Some people do. The influencers do. But the whole thing is just kind of made up. The people were angry because if those people walked down the street and they saw somebody, they would hold an elevator door. For somebody.
You'd hope so.
They would never say that stuff in, you know, to somebody's face.
Right. They hide behind that.
Right.
The digital space.
All right. Now, this one's going to get a little interesting.
number two.
Carmen Electra was on the WGN TV Morning News today.
She sure was.
Yeah. Now, Carmen Electra, as Chicagoans know who were alive and around and cognizant during the Bulls run in the 1990s, Carmen Electra was a fairly consistent. She was almost the sixth bull, the 13th man, woman on the team.
Carmen, get in there.
She was hanging around. She was on the squad, if you will. Because she was at the time, was it dating or married to Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, she did marry him, didn't she?
I think she did marry him for like an hour.
Before he married himself or after?
So she would have been Madam Ambassador, I think, at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that have been it? So they asked her about her time here in Chicago on the WGN Morning News.
Oh, yes, I was. I was there at the Bulls games watching those iconic Bulls players, Michael Jordan, of course, Dennis, Scottie Pippen. I mean, Chicago was so proud. The world loved the Bulls, and that was just, wow, what a moment to be there. And, I mean, to be honest, it was insane. Being there finals as, you know, the group.
I'm not sure she's going to remember the interview. She sounds hammered.
Something's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's more of that. Can we play? Do you have one more? Just throw one more up.
They actually pulled me into the dressing room.
Oh, God.
And Michael Jordan popped a bottle of champagne and he's pouring it in my mouth. And I'm like, is this really happening? This is insane. Those were good. Those were some really good times. Had a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
What exactly is going on there?
And she was on promoting this Tubi.
Is that an exercise thing?
No, it's an over-the-top. It's another, way by which you can get television. It's an over-the-top digital
streaming service.
Oh, gosh, another one.
Yeah. I think it does network television, right? Is that what it does? Stuff like that? Yeah, but when they asked her about that, she didn't know what it was.
I'd rather have... Starts plugging Hulu, Amazon Prime.
We'll get to... I may play that for you, because this is the worst investment Tubi ever made, I think. Or maybe it's the best, because she's so wacky that we're all talking about it.
Number one.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Florida man is under arrest after proudly showing off his marijuana plant to police and then inviting them to come in and smoke with him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ruse.
Deputies say Arthur Carasino was smoking pot when they arrived to check in another incident, and he called them over to show him his 2-foot-tall plant. Here, look, it's here. 2 feet. Gah, it's a lot of bud. The whole scene, unfortunately, for Florida, Mr. Carasino and the Flagler County Sheriff's Office was caught on body cam.
Do you have a marijuana card?
Yeah, I do. I'm working on it. I have a ton. F***ing come on, guys. Please okay. Talk.
Is that your plant, though?
Yeah.
Did you grow it?
I did.
What do you give it? Water?
I was going to say they're going to ask for advice.
I thought it was going to be easy going up to California and learning how to grow pot. The indica strain, the sativa strain, and, oh, boy, you're looking right at that smallest crystal. You got to smoke a bowl with me, please.
Well, I can't.
I know. You're on duty.
Well, no.
He's,
I mean, where are you going? Up to get my pipe.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe he's been hanging out with Carmen.
Was that... there's more? No. All right. Now, they arrested him, right?
What happened?
They put him in jail for being a dumbass. I mean, does a guy like that need to go away for 5 years? I don't think so.
He was so polite.
I know, exactly. All right.
Helpful.
Let's wrap this up.
The top five at five.